Come join the Duvalls, Jason and Carrie, as they give you a glimpse of what it's like having a collector as your spouse. They may agree, they may argue, but in the end, they are married to the collection. Brought to you by Bin's Toy Bin.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new episode of Married to the Collection right here on ToyWorldOrder.com, brought to you by Bin's Toy Bin at www.binstoybin.com. Welcome, my beautiful co-host, my wife, Carrie Duvall. Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing over there?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah? Say, is your microphone on this time?
Yep.
Okay, good. We started the show out before we started, and Carrie's mic wasn't on.
It's on now.
She was like, is my mic on? And I'm like, it should be. She's like, well, it's not. I'm like, oh, well, crap.
Oh, I don't usually have much to say anyways, so.
Fair enough. We were supposed to have a show last week, and some things went on that I had to take care of on the website, some stuff. And so we decided, well, we'll just bring you a show this week. We just skipped the week and came back this week. It all works out for you people. We've had an interesting couple of weeks. I know last week, we'll just start off last week, we went to a church sale that Carrie had found that she had seen. And she's like, hey, we should go to this church sale because it looks like it'd be really good. Because it's like it happened twice in one day. Like it was what, like 8 a.m. to 1 and then from 4 to 7 or something crazy like that.
Something like that.
Something weird, something I'd never seen before. So Carrie was like, well, we should go. And I'm like, okay, sure, let's, you know.
Well, the garage sales are kind of tapering off this time of year because it's getting so hot.
Yeah.
And when the website that I go to only had like 2 garage sales listed for that weekend.
Yeah.
And that was one of them.
Yeah.
So
we were like, okay, well, you know, Friday, we'll go Friday on lunch and we'll just take our lunch and drive over there and shop and see what's going on. We get there and it took us a while to figure out how to get into the church because we were like, where do we go? Where are we going? There's not great signs out here to tell us where to go. Like it said, use south entrance. And I'm like, Carrie's like, which one's the south entrance?
Yeah.
I'm like, I think this way. Like, I think that's south. So we wandered around, saw 2 Boy Scouts arguing with an old lady because she was trying to pull out of the parking lot the wrong way. And these 2 Boy Scouts were supposed to be, you know, honor, integrity, all that stuff. And the one
they were kind of being smartasses.
Let's mark them as the small one and the chubby one.
Yeah.
The small one was like trying to park someone else, and the chubby one, as this old lady starts to pull out, she hit the curb hardcore. And he's like, throws up his hands and goes, "Oh, that's why we're not supposed to let people leave this way." And the tiny one was like, ma'am, you're not supposed to go out this way. And she's like, well, I'm sorry. And he said, and they blocked her. And they're like, no, ma'am, you don't understand. You have to go out the other way.
The thing was, she was literally right there.
Yeah,
like all she had to do was turn right and she would be gone. They wanted her to somehow back up and turn around. And I'm like, just let her go.
Yeah, it's like, guys, just let her go. Of course, Carrie and I are like, oh, my God, really? Just why? So we finally figured out where to go, and as we're walking down the stairs, we could still hear this old lady going, well, it's a little late for that now, isn't it?
No.
We were like, oh, man. It's like, well, that's why you don't let children park cars or control parking lots.
Yeah, because they weren't very old, I don't think. They were maybe like, I mean, 9 and 10 maybe years old, I don't know.
They were youngins. Youngins. We were just like, all right, well, this should be interesting. We walk into the church sale, and you could go left or you could go right, and we're like, well, we'll go left first because that looks like the smaller part. And there were lots of books. So we go through there and looked at the books and didn't find any good books or getting anything over there, really. They had books and furniture and some glassware and some they had a couple of toys on that side. So I was thinking, man, is this it for toys? This is going to suck if it is. I'm going to be very unhappy. So we decided, okay, well, we'll go to the other side. And as we start to walk on the other side, we see this older guy. It's probably a little bit younger than me. With a little kid walking out with a board game. And I think it was like, Don't Feed the Sharks. And I was like,
I think it was called Shark Attack.
That's what it was, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, no. I was like, crap.
And then, of course, I look at you and I was like, is that a good one?
I was like, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I was like, that sucks. I'm like, all right, well, I guess we'll go in here and see what we can find. So we wander in and I see to the left of me a bunch of hobby stuff and I see some electronics. And then I see this little section to the right that had nothing but like kids' books and stuffed animals. And I'm like, oh, well, that's where we need to go. So, of course, Carrie and I made a beeline for over there. And found on the table, there was a table in the middle of it, and we're digging and we found a bunch of bagged figures, like Happy Meal toys and action figures. And so we're digging through them, and they were like a buck a bag, or like $2 a bag.
And there was like 5-6 things in each bag, yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so we were like, well, we'll buy all these bags. And I kind of looked around, and I saw a Terminator 2, a car from the Terminator 2 line from Kenner that was missing its missile, that was a little scuffed up, and I was like, nah. And I looked around some more, and Carrie found the stuffed animals, and while she was digging through stuffed animals, I stumbled across some other items on the far end table. That one of them was a battle wagon playset from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, that I was like, no, I'm like, it's missing stuff. I don't want to have to dig for it. And so I turned around and joined her in stuffed animals, and you were pulling stuffed animals out like nobody's
business. Well, I found a Popple.
Yep.
It was weird, though, because most of the times when we go to sales, we find a lot of stuff we already have.
Yeah.
So a lot of times I'll pull something up and show it to you, and you'd be like, oh, we already have that.
Yep.
This time, every time I pulled something out, you're like, oh, I don't have that one. Yep. I don't have that one. I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, it was.
My arms were like starting to overflow with stuff, and yep. I'm like, oh, boy.
It was a Popple. There was a Shirt Tails. There were some Flintstones figures.
Yeah. I found a Chip or Dale.
Yes, you found Dale, a smaller Dale. There was a few other things we found too in there. And we kind of looked around, and I saw a board game over there, and I was like, man, that sucks. That kid probably got the only good board game out of this whole place.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, well, you know, let's continue looking around. And I started to leave, and you went, hey, what's that? And I turned around and was like, what? And you're just like, under the table. And I looked under the table, and my eyes lit up, and I was like, holy
And I said,
poop.
Is that Ghostbusters?
Yeah. And I was like, yes, yes, it is. And I pulled it out of there and looked at the price tag, and I was like, $3? Holy crap. Well, it was the Kenner Ghostbusters Firehouse playset, and it had both of its doors, the front red doors, and it had all the little trying to think of what they're called in there. Like the little, I can't think of what they call. I can't think of what they call them.
Well, I don't know, even know what you're talking
they
about.
They were the little white things that so characters wouldn't fall over the edge.
I have no idea.
They look like they would be like on the side of a staircase or, I don't know.
A banister?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Son of a God, man.
We would not be good at like any kind of like
no,
word games.
Not at all, because I'd be like, it's that thing, you know, over there where that thing is. Anyway, it had all the little banisters. Usually the banisters are broke and the doors are missing, but it was missing. The whole fire pole was missing. The Ghostbuster sign was missing, and the two-part ecto-containment unit and the ghost assist that the whole thing came with was missing. But I was like, well, for $3, I'll find those parts eventually. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to leave this here. I'm surprised it's still here.
Well, no, I bet nobody knew what it was. It just looked like a...
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Because we went, we ended up
You almost didn't see it.
Yeah,
we
almost.
Started to leave, and I was like, wait a minute, what is that?
Yeah, because we didn't go until noon.
Yeah, and it started there. At 8.
Yeah, and it started at 8, so we found that, and why you were like, I wonder what else they had at 8 a.m. Because
mm-hmm.
you're like, Carrie was like, I can't imagine that this was it. Like, there had to have been more here before. But it's just weird that if there was more, and if there was some cooler vintage 80s stuff, why was that still sitting there at 12 noon?
I don't know. Well, again, it was kind of pushed under the table.
Yeah.
So maybe people just didn't see it there. I don't know.
It could be. So of course, Carrie's got all these stuffed animals. I'm carrying this big firehouse playset. We walk around the corner and start digging through kids' books, and we were like, no, no. And then Carrie was like, what's that? And it was like a whole row, like several Teddy Ruxpin books, all in a row. And she was pulling out, and I was going, nope, I got that one. Nope, I got that one. We don't have that one.
But there were several that we didn't have. Usually when we find Teddy Ruxpin books, it's always it's like the same two
yep.
that we have yep. every time. And this time there was a bunch of different ones. So. Yep.
And we should have known, because before we found those, we found coloring books. And there was like a Dick Tracy coloring book that I grabbed, and a Jurassic Park coloring book. And then there was a Teddy Ruxpin coloring
yeah.
book. And that should have been the big...
Oh, hey, there might be some books.
The big heads
yeah.
up that there's got to be more Teddy Ruxpin stuff than this. But sure enough, there was. So we grabbed all those.
And they were like a quarter piece.
Yeah, they were like a quarter piece. So it's like, God, like all the stuff here is priced to move because they
oh,
don't
everything
wanna,
was cheap. Oh, yeah.
They didn't want to have to put any of it back. So, you know, we continue on, and there were some costumes. And then the guy and little kid come back in, and I see him over on a table. And Carrie and I kind of circle around and poke our heads, and this table was full of nothing but board games.
Yeah.
Just a whole table full of board games. And we're like, oh, so... The first thing that I saw was a board game called Buzz Off Buzzard, which was this like electronic, had a big buzzard on top of a pyramid that flies around and would grab player pieces and stuff. And I'm digging through that and making sure it's all there because I'm like, well, this is kind of a cool board game. I'm like, oh, and it was like $2. I'm like, why wouldn't I? And while I'm doing that, Carrie was looking around and I hear her go, oh, and she like pokes around. She's like pushes her way past this guy and this kid because she's like, oh. And what did you find over there?
A Little Mermaid game, yes. A 3D game.
I know. Carrie ran over there and grabbed it before
somebody
else
did. Because they were like, that's kind of where they were at, and I didn't think they were going to pick that game up because it was...
He was a boy, yeah.
Yeah, but you never... Well, so are you, but they were in that area, and I was like, oh, no. So I just kind of, excuse me.
Yes. And I'm still looking through the Buzz Off Buzzard, and as I'm packing it up because it's all there, she comes back over and goes, look. And I went, oh. I was like, is it all there? And Carrie's like,
it not only was it all there, but there was extras.
It pieces. Looked like... Some of the pieces had been torn, and they went out and bought another version of it and used those pieces for that one. So there was duplicate pieces of a lot of it.
Yeah.
So as we were going through it, I was like, it's all here.
Yeah.
And then some.
Yeah.
So we grabbed that, and by that point, our hands are full. So I'm like, what am I going to do with all this stuff? Because there's still games to look through, and we're not even halfway done. So I take it up to the counter. I took it to the guy to pay, and I'm like, can you guys hold this stuff? Because I'm running out of room. And he's like, oh, there's a whole bin over there. I was like, oh, okay. So I take it around this young guy's there, and I'm like, hey, and he's like, oh, you need to put that stuff on hold? I'm like, yeah, I'm running out of hands. So we threw it all in this bin and went back in and started digging through more board games. I found a few more board games, but only one of them that really – the other one that I found wasn't complete. It was missing a couple key pieces, which was kind of sad because I was like, I don't want to deal with that. Like, I can make photocopies of those pieces and just make those pieces, but I'm like, I don't want to deal with that. The other one we found was a board game called the Original Lie Detector Game, which was kind of neat.
Yeah.
So we grabbed that and kind of looked around some more, didn't find a whole lot, and pulled all that stuff together, paid for it, and out of all that stuff, I think that was probably, you know, Carrie was saying that was our best haul.
I think so, because it was, I mean, we didn't even name off all the stuff we grabbed.
Oh, God, no.
But it came to like $14.60 or something.
Yeah, and it was a whole tub full of stuff.
I mean, yeah, like several bags worth of stuff, like how many games, three games, four games you bought, that playset.
Three games, that playset, bags of stuff, those
tons
books.
Of stuffed animals,
yeah,
those
tons
books.
Of stuffed animals,
yeah.
So it's like, holy crap.
Yeah.
So we brought it all home, and we were like, woohoo, this is awesome. I was most excited about the Little Mermaid game and the firehouse. But then later, I got off work before Carrie did, so I brought all the bags upstairs and sat on the floor behind her as she was working and opened them and kind of went through her McDonald's book and her kids' meal book and was going through them trying to ID some of the toys that we found. And some of the stuff in there that I had grabbed just because I was like, oh, I'm going to buy this, was one of the bags had two small soldiers' toys in them, which are really cool. One of the bags had a bunch of Fox's Peter Pan and the Pirates characters in them. And then as I'm digging through them, one of the things, like actually Carrie found it, pulled it out, but one of the figures that she found, she was like, what is this? And I looked at it and I was like, that's Cloud Kicker from Tailspin. I was like, who made those? And it turned out to be a Playmates line. I'm like, I don't even remember seeing these. So we had all those and I'm like, well, these are kind of cool. We found some cool stuff. And so we took it all downstairs and added it to the stack of stuff that we need to film.
And then we need to find a place for.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got plans for all that, though.
Oh, do we?
We do.
Okay.
I still say we're going to have to either one, we're going to have to buy another bookcase for Happy Meal toys. And two, I'm going to have to end up finding a new home for all the, either finding a new home for all the Marvel Legends I have or sell them, because that's going to have to end up being more Disney stuff, because we're finding more and more Disney stuff. So it's like we're running, you know, it's like, I do something to make more room down here.
I have a solution.
Yes, stop buying stuff. Yeah, I know your solution. I know your solution all too well because I heard all about your solution yesterday. So yes, I know all too well what your solution is. And your solution works for neither one of us because we still have the 127 to go to in a couple
weeks.
We
don't have anywhere to put any of this stuff. It's becoming... I'm starting to get that feeling that I had at our old house when things were like closing in on me. When I go down there and work out, I'm like,
I think a lot of it, you know, I talked to Dave about doing this, and you and I had talked about it, but the problem is that they're so expensive. But I had told Dave, and I know I've told you many times, that if we could, I would just buy a bunch more of those shelves that my Transformers were on, because those are big. There's a lot of room. If you think about it, those Transformers took up almost three shelves when they were on, and now they only, you know, they take up that whole thing, but there's so much more room on that thing. I'm like, if they weren't $100 a piece, I literally would just buy four or five more, line them up against that one side of the wall, take those shelves down, you know, fix the wall while I've got the shelves down, so spackle it and repaint it and just make it nice. Take the shelves down, put all the stuff that was on the shelves on there, and then move some of the stuff that's on other shelves over to there, and then that creates a ton of room, and then, you know, duplicate it for the other side, and that makes some room, but it's just they're so expensive. It's like that would be so much easier than buying larger shelves, you know.
My solution is still the easiest.
Well, yes. True.
And saves me money.
Well, the thing is that, I mean, that we spent $15 on Friday.
I know. It's not like we're spending a lot of money. It's just
yeah.
We just don't have anywhere to put the stuff.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, it is just coming to the point where it's like, where do we put this stuff? And I agree. Yeah,
and then you came home yesterday with more stuff.
Well, hold on. Before we get to yesterday, let's talk about the weekend before last Friday when we got up on a Sunday morning. And the Saturday before, I had told my aunt and uncle who set up at the flea market, because we were there for the 4th of July. I was like, well, we might come out and see at the flea market tomorrow because we haven't been there in a couple weeks. So maybe we'll come out tomorrow and see what's going on. So we get up Sunday morning and you were like, you know what? You're like, if you take the dogs around the block, I will not care if you go to that by yourself. I was like, okay. So basically you were like, you were telling me, I don't want to do it. And I don't feel like going out.
I didn't. So I had my workout clothes on. I was ready to go downstairs and get my workout over with. Yep. And I was like, you go do that, and by the time you get back, I'll be done, and then we can figure out what we're going to do the rest of the day.
Yep. So, of course, I
Here we go.
I journey to the flea market, and as I pull up the flea market, usually you can pull into the flea market parking lot, because it's just this huge
open
patch
field
of land.
Yeah, it's just an open field.
And there's
field.
A bunch of permanent sheds set up, and there's always, you know, on Saturdays, always dealers. All the sheds are open. The dealers have stuff in their sheds. They pull out on the tables. So it's a nice little flea market. Well, that Sunday when I pulled up, I was like, holy crap, because it looked like it did before they let people start parking in the pact of land. Because last year when we first started going last year, when they moved it there, you had to park alongside the street on either side.
Right.
And they ran out of parking pretty quick because there were, you know, a lot of people started to grow. And it looked like that again this week. There were people parked on the left side of the street because the right side still has no parking signs on it. But there were cars and trucks lined up along the left, and there were people parking, you know, in the little parking space they have in the pack of land. And then there were people parking near this decrepit house that's still standing that they're getting ready to tear down for that pack of land. So, you know, I see people.
So there was like three times as many people there as what we've ever seen.
And when I pulled in, I accidentally pulled in the exit because the guy waving people in the entrance wasn't there, so I kept going and was like, oh, I missed that. And I was like, oh, well, there's parking spots right here. I'm just going to pull in here, and hopefully nobody says anything to me. Well, as I pulled in.
Like two Boy Scouts?
Yes. As I pulled in, I look at the dealer space, and I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, there are at least 40 or 50 more vendors here than I've ever seen before, because it stretched all the way out into the, you know, to the left near where I was parking, and that's usually just all empty space. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, there's a lot of people here. And as I got out of the truck, I start walking, and, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, she should have came. I'm like, she is going to be so ticked off when I get home, because I'm going to be like, you should have gone because there were all these vendors. So I start digging, and first thing I come across is a company in the 70s named Daikin used to do these vinyl character, licensed characters, and they were vinyl posable. They had movable heads and arms. They had removable clothes, some of them, but they did a bunch of Disney. And we haven't really seen Disney Daikin figures out in the wild. Well, the first table I walk past, I see a Daikin Minnie Mouse. And I was like, I pick it up and look at the guy. I was like, how much? And he's like, $5. I'm like, I'll pay $5 for that. I'm like, sure. So I had shorts on that had pockets on the front. I'm actually wearing them now. And I just stuck her like in the front of my pocket. So she's like, her arms are hanging out. It looked really funny because she looked like she was riding along with me. And I start looking and looking and looking. And I start finding like The next table I go to, a guy had a bin full of stuffed animals, and I'm digging through there, and there's a vintage licensed Captain Crunch that was like a I want to say Kellogg's is Captain Crunch, but I know that's not right. But it was one of those giveaways from one of the companies, and it was from the 60s in there. And there was – what else was in that? There was some – I think there was a Muppet Baby stuffed animal in there. I know there was something else that I was like, holy crap. Oh, there was a Care Bear. There was a loose.
Yeah, Lionheart.
Yeah. Braveheart Lion.
Braveheart Lion.
That I have in a box, but I was like, oh, I could use a loose one. That's cool. So I picked those up, and I asked the guy, I'm like, how much are the stuffed animals? He was like, I don't know, like 25 cents a piece. And I was like, yes. yeah, absolutely. I start looking across this table, and he's got some little Happy Meal toys that I was like looking at going, well, we don't have those, so I'll get those. And he had a couple of action figures, and I'm like, well, I'll get those because I don't have those. Paid him, you know, I'm carrying this stuff around. I come across another booth that lady's got a bunch of old glasses, like the glasses we've been buying, like the Smurf glasses mm-hmm. stuff. And I'm looking through, and I'm like, I go up to ask her, and I'm like, hey, how much for your glasses? And she's like, they're like $2 a piece. I'm like, well, that's not bad. I'm like, I'll take a look at them. And she's like, do you need a bag? Because my hands are full. I got stuffed animals. Mm-hmm. I got all these toys in my hand. I got stuff coming out of my pockets. I'm like, that'd be great.
So, well, we need to start remembering to take our tote bags. Yep.
So she gives me a bag, and I stuff it all in the bag, and I'm looking around, and I turn around to go to leave, and I see on this other side of the table she has just a whole table full of bagged McDonald's toys and Happy Meal. And I was like, holy crap. So I'm like, how much are all the toys over here? And she's like, they're like a quarter a piece. And I'm like, oh. I'm digging through them. I'm like, okay, we don't have that. We don't have that. We don't have that. We don't have that. So I bought it. I bought all this stuff, and I'm journeying through the flea market the opposite way to head out. And I come across this guy's booth. And the night before, somebody on Twitter, it was somebody's birthday, and I don't remember who it was. And they had asked on Twitter, you know, I want to buy some board games for my birthday. Does anybody know any good ones? And our friend Mike Blanchard from Geekcast Radio said, mm-hmm. you should talk to Puppet Duvall, which for those of you who don't know is my Twitter handle. Like, you should talk to Puppet Duvall because he knows board games. And so the guy, I was like, well, what are you looking for? How much are you looking to spend? What mm-hmm. kind of games? And he's like, well, you know, I don't want to spend more than like $50 on a game, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I gave him a few. But as I was looking for that list, I was like, what is the name of the Disney game we have? Is it a trip to Disneyland or Walt Disney World? And as I was looking, I found one from the 90s that's called, I believe it's just called a Journey to Walt Disney World. It's like a Parker Brothers game. And it's got 3D elements to it. And I was like, well, that's kind of cool. So I'm looking on – I was like, well, what are they going for? Because I've never seen that. And I look on eBay, and I'm like, $70 fit? I'm like, holy crap. I'm like, that's expensive. Why is that expensive? Well, as I'm exiting the flea market that day, by that point, I had maybe $30 on me. So by that point, I'd gone through the $30.
Right.
Which is fine. I was like, it's my money. So I was like, it's cool. You know, I found some cool stuff. Cool. Awesome. One of the last booths I walked by, I happened to turn and look at the end of his table. There's that Disney game. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. Really? So I go over and look, and it's got a $5 price tag on it. I'm like, are you kidding me? So I take the top off, you know, and I'm looking through it. I'm looking, I'm going, it's all here. I'm like, oh, you've got to be kidding me. I'm like, all right, no big deal. I'm like, I literally speed walked to the truck, threw all the stuff in the truck, and was like, I have a bank. My bank is like not even a mile down the road. So I get out of there and speed over to the bank and got more money out and sped back. So I pulled, you know, I pulled $20 out because you can't take anything more than 20.
Yeah, you can't just take out $5.
Exactly. So I come back and repark and parked on the side of the street this time. Walk because I was like, I'm just going to go in there, grab that and come out. I'm not going to pull into their little parking lot and all that stuff. So I run in there. I grab that. I go to give the guy the money, and he starts to make change, and I look over, and I see the top of what looks like I couldn't tell what it was. It looked like a little statue, and it looked like Baby Goofy poking out from under like a sheet. And I'm like, hey, what's the Disney babies thing over there? And he picks it up, and it's this little music box for Halloween that has Baby Goofy poking his head out from under like a ghost and Baby Donald getting scared. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how much? And he's like, 15. I'm like, you know what? Keep the 20. Make your change easy. Just give me that. Talk to you later. So I grabbed all that and got back in the truck. And by then it was only like, I don't even think it was like 11 o'clock. And I was like, well, I got to go to the store. I was like, you know what? there's an antique mall that Carrie and I had just gone to a couple weeks ago that had a Transformer collector, a jumbo Transformer collector's case that I wonder if it's still there because I've got the money. Like, you know, a couple weeks ago, I didn't have the money for it, you know, and Carrie was like, well, if you want it, you got to spend your own money. Because I think it was like 20, 26 or 20 bucks. And I was like, all right, well, I'll just pass on it for now.
Yeah, you're real good about spending our money. But when it comes to your money, you're like, oh, no, well, no, I don't want it that bad.
Let's be honest. I was like, I think I've got the money. And I started to look and you're like, dude, let's just keep looking. Don't worry about it right now. And I'm like, okay. Because I was going to buy it that day, but. So I was like, well, maybe I'll journey back there and I'll see if it's there because it's in a town called Williamsville and it's only like not even 10 minutes away from us. So I'm like, I'll just drive out there. No big deal. I'm like, and then I can hit County Market on the way back into town that's in one of the other small towns that just opened. I'm like, well, that works out well. So I journeyed out there and sure enough, it was there. And I was like, you know what? There's a board game when we were last here that I wonder if it was still here. It was missing a little pawn piece, but I'm like, everything else was there. And we don't need all four players for that game, so I wonder if it's still here. And I looked around, I was like, oh, crap, it's gone. And no, the ladies' booth, she had moved it from one side to the other side. So I grabbed it and went up front.
Was that the gator game or whatever?
Yes, don't feed the gators. So I grabbed all that and paid and left and went to the store and came home. And by the time I got home, Carrie was still working out. So she hadn't seen all the stuff. So I laid it all on the kitchen table and went about my business upstairs, and she come trucking upstairs, sweaty afterwards, and she sees all these bags, and she's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm like, what happened? Like, well, maybe I should have went with you to supervise.
And what did you see sticking out of the bag? Do you remember?
I don't remember. Was that the goofy thing?
No, it was the Minnie.
Oh, the Minnie Mouse. Because
Carrie freaked out and went, what's that? She's like, what is that? I'm like, well, and I start pulling stuff out, and I have never seen a grown woman pout so bad in my life.
I was so sad that I didn't get to go poke through this stuff.
Because it was funny, because Carrie goes, she literally stomped off, went in the bedroom, and I swear to you, sat down on the floor and crossed her arms and legs and went, phew. I was like, oh my God. I'm like, are you kidding me? You're like, but I wanted to go dig. I'm like, you didn't act like you wanted to go.
I didn't want to go, but I didn't think you were going to come home with like a bunch of good stuff either.
I know, because every time we've gone, we've never really found that much good stuff.
Not, we usually find a couple things, but not like arms full of stuff.
I know. So it was funny because Carrie was like, she goes, you didn't even ask if I wanted to go. And I'm like, I didn't have to ask. You told me to go by myself, basically.
And then I was like, why didn't you text me after you got there and told me to come?
You're like, I would have just drove the car. And I'm like, oh, my gosh.
I was kidding.
I know, but it was pretty cute.
But
I was like, this is the cutest.
I was kind of kidding.
Carrie was kind of mad. So, of course, we go through all the toys. And I was like, you know what? We need to start going on Sundays, apparently, because that's when all the people are out. I mean, that's when all the dealers go out. Because Saturdays we've gone, and there's always the same dealers. I'm like, Sunday, there were people there I've never seen before.
Yeah.
And a ton of them. So maybe Sundays are the days we need to start going. And, of course, we couldn't go this week because this Sunday, Dave and I and Pixel Dan went back to Toy Man to set up tables and to sell more stuff because we had – you know, amassed another, you know, after the last purge, we had gone through and purged again and looked for anything extra that was still left around and stuff that didn't sell last time and amassed into another large tote. And we're like, okay, well, you know, I had a large tote. Dave had two large totes. I know Danny had several totes of stuff that he was like, well, I'm just going to, you know, bring it all. So we journeyed back to Toy Man and, you know, we got there. Dave and I left, I think we left a little bit after 5 a.m., I think. Maybe it was a little bit before when we finally got on the road. So we got there about 7. Maybe a little bit before 7. And we get everything in and get our table set up. And we get the tablecloths on them. And we bring the totes in. As soon as we set totes down on the tables, before we could even start digging stuff out, it was just a swarm of dealers. Because usually at Toy Man, the best stuff's always bought by the dealers before anyone else ever comes in. And sure enough, these dealers were like digging through stuff, and guys were kind of looking through my tote, and I just looked at the dealers because I knew what they were doing, and I didn't care. I was like, guys, like, you want to dig through there? By all means, go ahead and pull stuff out. You're going to help me unpack. I'm like, you find something you want? Awesome. You know, I'm not going to be a butthole. I'm like, go ahead and look, guys. I'm like,
You sell it to them or to somebody else, who cares?
I got to go back out to the car for one more thing anyway, so feel free. So Dave watched the booth, and these guys are like vultures, man. They're just like, you know, I come back in, and the one dealer that I knew that, you know, we've talked to before, and I don't know his name, but I know him and he knows me. He's got like a stack of stuff in his hands, and you know, early in the day, we didn't make any deals with the dealers really. For what they were, everything that was stickered, the prices on the stickers were what I was selling for. Mm-hmm. So before we had even unloaded and set up the tables, I'd made $60, and I think Dave had made $150.
You had texted me. I always make you text me.
Yeah.
When you go on a trip, just to let me know that you get wherever it is you're going.
Right.
And you had texted me. I think I got the text at like 7:45, and you said we're here, and I've already made $60. And I'm like, it's not even open yet.
Yeah.
It didn't even open till 9. I know. I was like, how? You know.
It's crazy.
I didn't know that. Dealers go to each table and buy stuff. So they buy stuff from you and then go put it on their table and sell it for more?
They would buy stuff from us because we didn't care about expensive prices. We didn't care about what stuff was worth.
When we priced the stuff, though, we tried to price it accordingly, the best we could. But
yeah, we did. But we also knew, I don't want to bring this stuff home. A lot of the stuff was stuff that we didn't buy.
Right.
Like a lot of it
was extras
from bags of stuff that we bought, or like me going through totes and finding an extra boxed Brave Star that I didn't know I had from back in the store days from 2000. So I was like, all right, well, you know, I was like, this is awesome. So, you know, Danny gets there about 8 a.m. He unloads the table. The dealers come back by and buy a bunch of stuff from Danny. By that point, Dave had sold the majority of his stuff, and everything he had was just like carded Star Wars figures he had marked for a buck. I still had kind of a full table, and Danny, of course, as I sold stuff, I moved stuff over so Danny could continue to move stuff out, because we were kind of cramped because we all brought just so much stuff.
Yeah.
So as the day progressed, you know, I had a lot of people come up. I sold a bunch more stuff. It was getting towards the end of the day, and, you know, the show was over at 2. It was about 1:15, and, you know, some dealers were starting to pack up, and there were still a lot of people in there, and I was like, you know what? I'm like, because by that point, sales had pretty much just faltered for us, and we were like, well, this kind of sucks. And Dave's like, this is what it was like last time. We had this huge rush during the morning and during the early.
Well, everybody wants to get there right away and get all the good stuff.
He's
so
like,
towards
the end of the day, it was dead. He's like, we really didn't sell a whole lot. And I looked at them and I was like, you know what? I'm almost tempted just to go find Chris, who's the guy that runs it, and have him announce over the PA that everything on the table is 50% off of my stuff. And Danny's like, I'm cool with 50% off. And I looked at Dave, and he's like, I'm good. He's like, let's do it. So went over and I found the security guy, and I was like, hey, we're going to take half off everything off on our table. Can you announce it? And I'll just stand on the table and, you know, wave. And he's like, yeah. So I get back over there, and before I get back over there, he announces it. I'm like, dude, you should give me time to get back to my table. So I get over there, and after a little bit of, you know, Danny had some old plastic lightsabers, so I've got those like an airplane landing.
Yeah,
I'm like bringing traffic in. And as soon as he announced that, like, every dealer in the place left their tables. All of these people start swarming, and literally we almost emptied our tables. I had some stuff left. I had some two big items left that I thought for sure somebody would have bought and nobody wanted. And I was like, well, that sucks. Danny had like just a little basket full of stuff, and Dave sold everything. So I think Dave ended up making like $300. But Dave had a lot of stuff like priced a little higher on some of the stuff because it was a little bit rarer.
Right.
But he had like a lot of box sets and a lot of he made the majority of his money because he had a sealed case of Star Wars, the vintage collection, like the very last series that never made it to the stores, which is an online only thing. And Dave had bought 3 cases of that because he opened one, he put the other one in Star Case protector and put it on the wall. And the other one he forgot he had. Put it in the closet, forgot he had it, dug it out, and he was like, oh.
That's when you know you have a problem.
Yes. He agrees. He was the first one to go, I got a problem.
Yeah,
I stuck it in there and forgot about it. It's in there. I was like, holy crap. I think he made $118 on that. So, Dave, that's where the majority of Dave's money came from. I think I made $160, $170 maybe, somewhere around there.
But you spent?
I took out $100 of mine. Well, I took $100 for change, and then I took out $100. So, I took $100 there. I spent probably about $60-$70, maybe, roughly. So yeah, when you subtract the money that I spent.
Right. So
But I mean, I made money.
Right, you did.
But it was kind of cute. You know, I made a bunch of deals throughout the day. This little girl, we had a bunch of extra kids' books that I think we had priced at like 10, 15 cents or whatever. And this little girl came up with her mom, and they were looking at it, and she was looking at the books, and she's like, you want a book? And I was kind of watching. She's like, yeah. And she's like, we can't get them all. You know, well, I'll get to that. And I was like,
can't afford a dollar.
Sure? She's like, well, she's like, you know, we got an 18-hour drive. And we're just looking for stuff for her to do on the way back.
Oh.
I was like, you know what? I was like, give me a quarter. You take all those books.
They were all extras. There was Alf and.
Yeah, there were the extra Teddy Ruxpin books we had. Yeah. I was like, give me a quarter. Take them. Mm-hmm. Just take them. I wasn't going to barter over that. I'm like, I don't want to take them home. Like, I've got them. These are extras.
Right.
Just take them and read, sweetheart. So sure enough, you know, mom gave me a quarter and gave her a bag. And the little girl was so sweet. She was like, thank you very much.
Aww,
you're very welcome,
that's
sweetheart.
Sweet.
Sold my, we had a whole huge box full of extra McDonald's toys and Happy Meal figures and just random stuff.
Yeah.
And I sold a bunch of it out of there. You know, I was selling pieces of it. Left and right, but towards the end of the day, this couple came by and she was digging through there and she had her arms full of stuff. And I looked at her, I said, you know what? I was like, I don't take the box home. I'm like, give me $2. You can take the whole damn box. Just take it. I was like, I don't care. I'm like, there's probably $30 worth of stuff left in there. I'm like, I'm not taking it home. I'm like, if you want it, take it, have fun, dig through the box, see what good you can find.
There was good stuff in there too. I had said the night before when we were like getting the stuff ready, I said, oh my God, If we were to come across this I would have been like, oh!
Yeah. So, you know, we may have lost a little money because who knows what was left in there that we actually bought. Some of it we bought at garage sales, you know. I think there was a couple Transformers in there and there were some GoBots that we had found and then I had gotten extras of that were missing parts and I would swap parts on them to complete certain ones, you know, and just throw them in that bin. There was a lot of good stuff in there, but when it comes down to it, you know.
Well, what would we have done with it if we brought it home? There's no, I mean, it would have just sat in a box.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I mean.
In the end, you know, I had all those Meanie babies, those Meanies.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about those. Did you sell those?
Yeah, I sold those all to a guy. A guy was looking at them, and I was like, dude, give me $3. You can take all of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm like.
I forgot about those. Yep.
He's like, I'll take these. He's like, I give Beanie Babies every year out as Halloween presents. And I'm like, there you go. There's awesome Halloween gifts. Perfect
Halloween. Those are perfect Halloween ones, yeah.
So, he bought them all for like $3, which. Again, somebody at work gave all those to me, and I was like, what am I going to do with all these? I don't want them, but I don't want to be like, no thanks. You know, I was like, oh, they're free toys. I'm going to take them. When it came down to it in the end, I think, you know, we'll get to the stuff that I bought, but I had a tote full of stuff left, but it wasn't really a tote full of stuff. It was I had some Scenic games in there. I sold the Harry Potter one. Nobody wanted the movie one. So the movie one was left in there. The dang board games that I took last time that I gave those guys to sell were still left because nobody wanted those. It's like, God, somebody buy these. And then the two big items. So it looked like there was a full tote.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a bag full of just, you know, some action figures that nobody wanted. And a couple of, like, I had pulled all of the, like, I had taken all of the advertising figures that you and I had found and pulled them off the table. Before we did 50% like off, because I'm like
Squirt and the Doughboy and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not gonna sell these 50% off. Everything else, cool, mm-hmm. open game. But these, I'm gonna hold off back here. So you know that there was a little plastic shopping bag full of stuff, and then the two big items and those games. So it looked like there was a full tote, but really there's only like maybe 15 things left.
Yeah.
Out of 60, I think I had. But it was the stuff I bought that made it look even worse.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, okay, we sold stuff to try to make room, and then you just brought home three times as much stuff as you sold.
Well, what happened? Okay. So, you know, we still shopped because we're like, well, we still want to see what other people have. So I had done a lot of shopping before before it opened. Dave and I both did. Dave went off first and went and journeyed around, and then I went off and journeyed around. And this guy down at the end of the aisle had some board games. And one of the things I saw was this odd G.I. Joe board game. It wasn't even really a board game. It was like an interactive game. It was like a G.I. Joe and a Cobra base, and you fired missiles at one another to knock. If the missiles hit certain plates, it would knock the plates off and get points. And the first person with the most points and wins, you know. And I was like, how much you want for that? And he's like, I don't know, $10. And I was like, is it all there? And he's like, yep, I counted it all. I went through it.
That wasn't something Dave wanted?
Dave didn't see it. Dave,
oh,
Dave
no.
was more interested in, there was a G.I. Joe laser tag game that Dave was really interested in. So he had bought that, and I had bought this. So I'd found that, and then as I'm looking, talking to him about board games, he's like, I got some other board. I got some Disney stuff I just haven't put out. They're just down here because I ran out of room. And I was like, oh, we got. So we pulled the tote out and look, and it was one was a Pinocchio game, and one was a Snow White game, both from the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
And they were pretty cool. And I was like, what do you want? He's like, $14 for both of them. And I was like, that's a good deal. So I bought those, took them back to the table, and Dave's like, I thought you weren't supposed to buy any more board
games. Yeah.
Like, well, technically I'm not, but hopefully because they're Disney, I won't get in trouble.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay.
He goes, what about the G.I. Joe one? I'm like, yeah, well.
I didn't know it was a board game. It looked like a boxed toy I didn't even know what that was when you brought it home.
But you know,
but you also bought something from Dave.
I did. And Dave threw it out on the table, and I was like, you tell me
I want to kick
this?
His butt because, yeah, we didn't know you had that.
And he's like, whoa. So I was like, I grabbed it. I'm like, buying this. And he's like, well, you didn't so much buy it as you just took it. And I'm like, well, yeah. Like, you had $2 on it. I'll give you $2. Yeah. He's like, oh, it's fine. So it was it was the Canadian release. We have the Kermit because I bought when I was in Canada when they came out. But for some reason, Dave had the Fozzie from that line, and I didn't realize it. I was like, I didn't know you had the Fozzie.
They were McDonald's hockey.
They were McDonald's exclusives in Canada, and they were hockey themed.
Yeah.
So they were all wearing hockey gear, and they came with, you know, hockey sticks and all that. So yeah, I was like, I didn't know you had the Fozzie. I was like, you suck. So I grabbed that. But some of the other stuff I bought, I bought 4 boxed Herself the Elf dolls, which I hadn't seen. Never see at shows. Never see loose. And that show I saw, that dealer had a bunch of them boxed for like $5 a piece.
They remind me of Strawberry Shortcake dolls.
They do. They look a
I've
lot
never
like
heard of them.
Yeah, they do look like look a lot like. And they look a lot like them because they were designed by American Greetings card.
Even the box
looks
alike.
So I bought all those just because I was like, that's really cheap for those. I'm pretty sure those are way worth more than that. But I had seen that. Another dealer right across from that same table had another box Herself the Elf that was one of the same ones. Another dealer had a loose complete one for like $3 in a bag. And I was like, where are all these coming from? I'm like, you know, one dealer had, I've got it, but the Mangalore Mountain, which is that weird, gooey, you know, a dealer had a sealed one at her table for $75. And I was like, holy crap. I'm like, I've never seen one of these at a show. I'm like, and I've only seen like maybe 4 of them in the past 7 or 8 years. And I own one of those 4.
But you also remember you also saw the firehouse.
I did. I saw a firehouse under the lady's table that I bought the Herself the Elf dolls from. And I was like, hey, the firehouse you got under here. She's like, oh, it's mine. I was like, oh. I was like, I was like, that's cool. I was like, I was going to ask you if you wanted to part it out because you've got some of the parts that I need. I'm like, I found one at a church sale on Friday for $3. She's like, well, I bought this one as soon as I came in the door from another dealer for $6 and it had a bunch of figures with it. I was like,
I know.
You are kidding me. I was like, what time did you get here? She's like, I think we set up about 5:45. And I was like, oh. It's like, really? She's like, yeah, the dealer just wanted $6 for it. So I bought it. I'm going to take it home. And I was like, God. And I offered. I was like, I'll give you double, even triple what you paid for it. I was like, I'll give you $28 for it because that's what I'm going to end up spending for the parts anyway. And it had all the parts that I needed. And she's like, no, I'm going to keep it. I was like, son of a And I know she was thinking in her mind, I can get more on it for eBay than that. And I was like, God, I just want the parts, lady. So, yeah, I found that. I found a bunch of random figures, some Chuck Norris Karate Commando figures that I didn't have, and a Defenders of the Earth figure that I didn't think I was going to find, that a guy had marked on his table for $20. But the card's all bent up, and literally the bubble was coming off the card. And I was like, dude, would you do any better than $20? I'm like, because I'd pay you $20 if he was mint, but I'm like, literally he's loose at this point. He's like, and I had found some other stuff. I had found some Supernaturals figures that had armor and their helmets that are always hard to find. Figures that I had that I don't have that stuff for. And that guy was like, I was like, how much for the Supernaturals figures? He's like, well, actually the whole thing there was like, I wanted like $15 for it. I'm like, dude, I'm like, I'll buy the 2 figures off you, but I don't want all of that. And he's like, I don't know, $5 a piece for the figures. I'm like, that's fair because I just want the armor. So that's about right, $2.50 a piece for each piece of armor. That works for me. So I bought that, and the guy had the Defenders of the Earth, and he had a can of Real Ghostbusters ectoplasm slime. And I looked at it, and I'm shaking it, and I'm like, that sounds like it's still good in there. I was like, is the ghost still in there? I was like, I don't know. You can find out. And I opened it up, and the slime was still good, and it just started to like speckle on the top, and I was like, I don't want to stick my finger in it, but I will. So I stuck my pinky in there and felt around. I'm like, nope, ghost is there. And I just pulled it out. I was like, oh, and he just started laughing. I was like, come on. And I'm like, well, good to know the slime's still good after almost 30 years, apparently. So, you know, I pulled all that, and I was like, what would you do for all of this? And he's like, I don't know, $15 for all of it. And I was like, sold. I'm like, here you go. So that was kind of cool. But yeah, it was just one of the things that I found, though, was a guy that I'd never seen there before, just had a table full of huge Ziploc bags. And they were all
not the tiny little sandwich bags, like the big ones.
Big Ziploc bags. And they were all marked $1 or $2. And what was in them? Nothing but Happy Meal and kids' meal toys. And I looked and I was like, I just started laughing. He goes, "What's funny?" And I was like, "My wife, again, should have came."
No, I'm not a fan of Toy Man, really. No,
she's not. It's too hot there. But
it's too hot. And I wouldn't have wanted to go when you guys were selling because you guys were literally there all day.
Yeah, we were.
Like, I may go again. And they're like, your Christmas one that's real big?
Yeah, the Christmas
one. I may go to the Christmas show, but yeah. I wouldn't have wanted to sit there all day.
Yeah.
Pixel Dan's poor wife had to go.
Christina went. And, well, they had gone to Six Flags and stayed overnight, so she was with him. But yeah, she
didn't have a choice, but still. Boring!
She played her 3DS all day, which was kind of cute. she played it until the batteries ran out, which I thought was funny, because she couldn't save it. I was like, you're going to die. That whole system is going to fail on you. She's like, I can't save it. And I was like, oh my God. Well, sucks to be you. And she's like, I'm so mad. But yeah, this guy had just a whole table full of these big Ziploc bags full of stuff. So I'm going through them. He's like, I can tell you what all's in them. I'm like, I can see what all's in them. I'm like, I know what all this stuff is. I'm like, I'm looking for stuff, bags full of stuff that we don't have.
And you forgot to take our book.
I did forget to take our book, but
which you would have looked like a real nerd.
Yeah, I would have been like, hold on, I gotta see. If
we hold on, I gotta flip through my McDonald's book. And
yeah. But I pulled a bunch of bags full of stuff out of there that I was like, Carrie's gonna flip when she sees all this stuff because there's a lot of cute stuff in here. So I bought all that, and I think I spent like $4 at his booth for like, I think I bought, I made a deal with him, and I bought like maybe 4 or 5 bags full of stuff. And it was funny, one of the dealers that had bought a bunch of Mego-like figures off of me and turned around to sell them on his booth, I went back over there and we were talking because, you know, he was selling them, he made a profit on them. Cool, great, you know, I'm not that upset about it.
Right.
But I was digging through his bins, and usually it's the guy that I bought the carded Power Lord figure from. Mm-hmm. He had all the little Star Wars figures. So I was digging through his bins again, and I found a bag full of like old Remco McDonaldland figures and one of the new Huckleberry toys, the reissues. So it was like Hamburglar, and it was like the Sheriff, not Mayor McCheese, but like Sheriff Big Mac or whatever, and the pirate without his hat. And I was like, cool. I was like, what do you want for this bag? And he's like, he's like, I don't know, for you $10. I'm like, all right, cool. And I dig through some more, and I found a couple more bags. I found he had taken all the Star Wars figures he had, threw them in a big Ziploc bag, and threw them in there. So I was like, oh, I was like, all right, well, I'm gonna pull that. And then we had talked about the Cloud Kicker. I found a whole bag full of literally almost every figure but one out of that line, and pretty much all the accessories. And I was like,
yeah, because the one we had didn't have
any accessories.
And we had looked online that night because we were like, what are these? Were there more?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, those are so cute. And
yeah.
And we found them.
Yep. And I found a whole bag full of them. Like, that's funny. So I was like, well, what do you want for all three of these? He's like, oh, because he saw the Star Wars one. And I was like, oh, I didn't mean to leave those in there. And I was
oops.
And I was like, all right, cool, no big deal. I'm like, well, let's just talk about these two bags.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know, since you sold me the Mego things, I've made quite a bit of money off of them. He's like, $10 for both bags. And I was like, works for me, dude. And we shook and talked for a little bit longer and, walked back over. And as I'm walking back over, the guy that was set up next to us had a Transformer on his table that wasn't there at the beginning of the day. And I was like, I don't have that. It was a Classics, one of the newer ones. And I was like, I don't have that character. I was like, how much is the Transformer? He's like, $2. So I'm like, well, here you go. Here's $2. So yeah, I just brought home like, it was like a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was. And we spent probably a good hour going through the bags and marking them off in the book.
Yep.
And I think out of all the bags, there were only like
four things that we already had.
Some
of the stuff I knew we were going to have because I'm like, I know we've got that, but there's stuff in here that we don't have.
There's other stuff in the bag, that we don't have.
So, yeah, that was a fun little Toy Man. And then, of course, I spent like 40 minutes last night on Carrie's tablet going through like action figure archives, looking at the Tailspin figures, trying to figure out who all the accessories went to and who was missing what.
Yeah.
I think out of all of them, we had Baloo had all of his stuff. King Louie had all of his stuff. One of the big bad guys had all of his stuff. And the general pig guy had all of his stuff. But Kit Cloud Kicker. Kit Cloud Kicker was missing his little airboard, his little surfboard. Rebecca was missing, I think, a telephone or cash register, a telephone, and something else. And then the main bad guy, who I can never remember his name, was missing his sword. But then I had all the accessories for Molly, who was the little daughter, and I was like, well, I got all the accessories for Molly, but no Molly. I'm like, crap.
Oh, nice.
But then that sucked. I'm like, well, I got to keep an eye out for that one figure then.
Yeah.
Great. So it turned out to be a pretty good you know, a pretty good toy man.
Yeah, we found out the night before that our neighbor, like across the street and two houses down,
yes,
is a toy dealer.
And I only found that out because Friday night, Dave and I went to go see Pacific Rim, and on the way to the theater, I happened to pass that house and look, and he had his van turned around and was loading it with what looked like McFarlane Sports Picks. And I was like, because we'd always walked by and seen his garage open, and I was always like, I wonder what's in that garage, because you could tell that's a collector. That's not, or a dealer or someone, because there was just so much stuff. And you could see little bits and pieces.
You can't even get in the garage. No. Like, literally, the door opens and it's floor to ceiling of boxes. But yeah, every time you would say to me, I wonder what's in there, I'd be like, just leave it alone.
Yeah. Sure enough, I was like, son of a, I knew it. I knew that was a toy guy. I'm like, I knew it. I know. Yep, I know my people.
Because the next night he was outside.
Yep. They were unloading stuff. He and his girlfriend, I believe. And he's an older gentleman. He's probably in his 60s. So I walked over there and introduced myself, and I was like, I don't mean to be like a nosy neighbor or seem like I'm a stalker, but like last night I drove by going to the movies and you were loading your truck up, and I saw you were loading with figures. And I'm like, do you have action figures and stuff? What do you do? And he's like, he sets up at one of the antique malls that we go to, and we know who he is.
Yeah. As soon as he said where he worked, we're like,
like, we do know you, 'cause we've seen you plenty.
Yeah. I thought that was funny. That was like small world.
Yep. So we get to talking, and we talked for probably a good 40 minutes or so and kind of discussed some stuff. And we talked, yesterday at the Toy Man show and kind of visited. And it was pretty funny, though, because.
Like literally across the street and like two houses down.
I mean, was like, right, small there. World.
Yeah.
That's pretty fun. But it's fun, you know, like, you know, Carrie made me swear that we were going to not do any garage sales or flea markets until the 127.
Okay, and why is that? Because last night, we were downstairs trying to clean up because your office is getting kind of messy.
Right, right.
And, there, you know, you may have a home visit soon.
Right, right, right.
Nobody's come by yet, and they're supposed to. So I'm like, you've got to clean this office up because they're going to say that it's there's too much distraction
in
here.
Right.
I don't think people understand.
Uh-huh.
The stacks of stuff that's just like, I would point to a stack and be like, what is a stack? Is this stuff that you've filmed and needs to be put away? Is this stuff that you haven't filmed? Is this something, what is the stack of stuff? And so each stack we went through and like tried to organize it. And oh, Lord. And I kept saying, where are we going to put all this?
Yeah.
And I said, no more for a while.
Well, until we do the 127.
Well, I don't know for sure that we're going to go.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't know yet. We're going to have to see.
Oh.
I don't know what we're doing yet.
Oh, okay. I've been looking forward to that all year.
Really? Then maybe you should have been saving your money.
I do have money. That was what Toy Man was for.
Well, I know, but we also have travel and money and, you know, the traveling and the food that we're going to have to pay for and figuring out what we're going to do with the dogs and where are we going to go.
Gotcha.
And that's always a huge haul. And I'm like, where are we going to put a trunk load of toys?
Yeah, that's true. We'll see.
You know.
Yeah. We'll see.
We're just, the game closet.
Yes.
Is precarious.
It is a little precarious.
Is that a good word?
Yeah, it is.
Like, you take a game down and you have to be very careful that.
Well, what happened is when that closet was empty, we had loaded up like all of Carrie's mom's old records are in there, and all of the boxes for all of your office equipment are in there. And I need to take those boxes out and move them downstairs where my boxes are, behind the stairs in the laundry room, because there's no need for them to be up here.
Right. That'll give you a little bit of room, but it's just the way they're stacked in there, like,
and that'll give me a different way to restack them.
Yeah.
So they really need to be restacked, honestly. I just need to take the whole closet apart.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. That sounds like it.
That's always fun for me.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Well, then we opened my storage closet downstairs, and I thought Carrie was going to
fit. I did. Well, before I opened it, I said, am I going to be mad when I open this?
I was like, maybe. I don't know.
And I was like, oh, Lord.
The problem with that is...
You keep the boxes for everything, and I'm like, why?
The main problem why it seems so full is because all of the Tanner doll boxes are in that closet.
I know.
And they take up all the space. And now, honestly, I've sold some of them.
Right, but why do we need to keep the boxes?
Well, that's why, because in case I ever like look, because there's still a few downstairs. I'm like, I really don't need some of these. I'm like, they're not doing anything. I like them.
They're neat though.
I want to keep all my DC ones and I want to keep my Disney ones, but some of the other ones, like,
yeah, but then you had toys in the boxes stacked in there, and I'm like,
there
what
some
is
stuff
happening?
In the boxes
and
that
then
were there, yeah.
We found some stuff underneath the table, and you're like, oh, I forgot I had those.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, oh my god,
yeah,
I want to punch you.
Yeah, good times down there. Good times.
I have to, you know, I know that's your space down there, but every now and then I got to kind of be like, you need to clean this up and try to keep it a little bit organized.
I know. You know? So I got some ideas to make some room down there.
Jeez.
It's just a matter of me being able to get the time to do it without you being angry for having to babysit the animals.
Well, I just don't know how you're going to find time to do that when you're doing two podcasts, you're working on another show, you're trying to do reviews. I mean,
I'll find the time.
Oh. But you can't find time to exercise?
Well, I can't really. We've talked about it. I can't really do a whole lot of
exercise. No, every time you say to me, I don't have time to do that. Really?
That's not true.
Yeah.
I have time to exercise, but like my knees hurt, my hips hurt.
You don't want to.
Hoping this new medicine we got helps that a little bit so they're not so painful. I've had a pinched nerve in my back for like 3 weeks now that sucked, that I wanted to go to urgent care for on Saturday, but we used up our all of our little insurance money for our visits this year, so I couldn't go to urgent care.
You can if it gets to where you're like, think you're dying.
I'm okay now. I bought Icy Hot and a bunch of other
medicine. Yeah, I said go to the store, buy the most, ask the pharmacist what they have that's the most...
Yes.
Like the strongest, powerful, yeah, the most powerful
pain medication. So I bought the strongest over-the-counter arthritis medicine you can buy. As well as a big old thing of like roll on Icy Hot. So, yeah.
That's so you smell real nice.
Yeah, that's pretty fun. It's pretty fun when the cat's like rolling against my back trying to get under my shirt because she can't figure out why she smells that smell and she wants to get to it. I'm like, stop it. Leave me alone. Good times in the Duvall household, ladies and gentlemen. Always good times in the Duvall household. Gosh dang it. It's always an adventure with me, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's actually always an adventure with her, too. Especially her new workout she's been doing.
You better be nice to me. I'll kick your butt.
I know. Sometimes I'm downstairs filming stuff while she's working out, and the sound's coming out of the other side of the basement. I'm like, is she dying? What is happening in there?
No, I'm working hard.
Yeah, I know, because you get done, and you're just like, sweaty, icky, sweaty. Yeah. I'm like, oh, don't come near me. I'm like, the stinky.
Next time I'm going to come run at you and give you a big hug.
No, don't do that, because your sweat is all over the floor. You'll probably slip
and fall right back. Yeah, I know.
That's all we need. I'll be like, well... My wife has a broken back because
I can't go to the doctor because I spent all my insurance money already.
Oh, crap. There you go, guys. That brings us to the end of another Married to the Collection right here on ToyWorldOrder.com. Make sure you check out the awesome sponsors of this awesome podcast, Ben's Toy Bin at www.benstoybin.com. And, of course, make sure you check us out on Twitter. You can follow me at Puppet Duvall. You can follow Carrie at Mrs. Duvall. Check us out on the forums. Leave some questions for us. We haven't had any questions since January. And actually, I get to the end of this and realize, wait, no, Ben's Toy Bin actually left a question for the show. But, Ben's, we'll get to that next time, I promise. But leave some questions in the in the official question thread there for the Married to the Collection show on the forums. There you go, gang. Until next time, keep playing with the toys because you never know quite what you're going to find. See you in a couple weeks, gang.
The thoughts, opinions, and nerd rants are solely those of your hosts and do not represent those of our sponsors.